Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 8th regarding Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Priscilla Rodriguez is a 38-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/22/21. But at that time, she was the restrained driver of a sport utility vehicle. Stopped at a red light, appeared to be struck from the rear by another vehicle. She states as a result, she hit the top of her head and suffered whiplash, comma, back injury, comma, right shoulder injury, wrist, knee, and right hand twisting injuries. But there was no airbag deployment. She was jolted forward and back and hit her head on the ceiling. Hit her knee and wrist were struck on the way down. Her right foot became swollen. She was seen at the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. In paragraph, per the record supplied, Ms. Rodriguez was scheduled to be seen on 3/29/21 by orthopedist Dr. Cozzarelli, C-O-Z-Z-A-R-E-L-L-I. However, a quick note shows she was a no-show. On 3/31/21, she presented herself to Shore Medical Center emergency room. She declined a CAT scan of her head in the emergency room. She was going to Steve Rossman for follow-up the following day. She had been seen at AtlanticCare Regional Medical Center, where x-rays of the back, right wrist, right ankle, and cervical spine were taken. She remained symptomatic and was diagnosed with generalized aches and pains, comma, low back strain, comma, motor vehicle collision, comma, and neck strain. She was prescribed medications. New paragraph. On 4/1/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Woods. He elicited a history of prior left patella surgery. He noted the lumbar spine x-rays were unremarkable. His assessment was lumbar sprain, comma, cervicalgia, comma, low back pain, sciatica, comma, as well as strain of the muscle, fascia, and tendon at the neck. He recommended conservative treatment and prescribed prednisone and advised discontinuation of cyclobenzaprine. He referred her for x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine, as well as formal physical therapy. She continued to be seen in this practice, such as on 4/5/21, when she saw Dr. Chanik, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K. In this visit, Ms. Rodriguez also complained of right shoulder and knee injuries. She reports getting an injection to her right shoulder at the emergency room on March 31. She underwent x-rays of the right shoulder showing no fractures, joint space, or osseous abnormalities. X-rays of the right knee showed no fractures, osseous abnormalities, or degenerative change. He rendered simple diagnoses of right knee pain with contusion, as well as right shoulder pain and sprain of the rotator cuff capsule. He also recommended a course of physical therapy. In paragraph on 4/12/21, she was seen at Rothman by another specialist named Dr. Tulipan, T-U-L-I-P-A-N, for right wrist symptoms. She stated she flexed her wrist against the steering wheel during the accident and had immediate pain in it. In addition to the right wrist, she complained of numbness and tingling in all five fingertips that she attributed to her cervical spine injury. Period, she denies ulnar sided wrist pain. Period. She was simply diagnosed with the right wrist pain and referred for an MRI. Period, he was concerned about an occult scaphoid fracture. Period. She was also placed in a wrist brace. Period, in paragraph on 426-21. She underwent an MRI of the right wrist to be inserted here. Period. On 5/5/21, she underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. She also had an MRI of the cervical spine on 5/5/21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with the various specialists at Rothman, running through 5/25/21, period at that time, Dr. Woods noted the benign results of her cervical lumbar MRIs. Period, she discontinued gabapentin and cleared her to return to work full duty. Period. New paragraph on 5/6/21, she was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Hoffman for a right ankle sprain. Pretty encouraged her to stay in her ankle brace and participate in physical therapy. Period. And now physical exam. Extremity's upper motion of the right wrist was full with intermittent crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left wrist, both shoulders, elbows, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities, lower. There was an old heel scar on the lateral aspect of the left knee running in a longitudinal orientation. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right ankle, lateral malleolus, but there was none on the left. Period. Feet and ankle, normal. Knees, normal. Spine, cervical. Active flexion was variable and elicited tenderness. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation in the side bend, it was full without discomfort. Period. She was tender in the midline from C5 through C7 and had trapezius spasm bilaterally with tenderness as well. Period. There was no spasm or tenderness of the paracervical musculature or the rest of that section. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She performed range of motion fully, but right side bending caused her to be uncomfortable around the waistline. Period. She was tender at the lumbosacral junction and the right greater trochanter, but there was none on the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. Elicited both low back and radicular complaints below the knee. Period. However, there was a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. She had a positive trunk torsion maneuver, but negative axial loading and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Impression. On 3/22/21, Priscilla Rodriguez was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. She first saw treatment when presented to Shore Memorial Emergency Room on 3/31/21, approximately 10 days after the accident. Period. She complained of increased pain in the right wrist, neck, and ankle. Period. She was diagnosed with general aches and pains, as well as low back and neck strain. Period. She then came under the care of various physicians at Rothman, beginning with Dr. Woods on 4/1/21. Period. She also saw Dr. Chanik for her shoulder and right knee, and Dr. Hoffman for her right ankle. Period. She did undergo MRI studies to be inserted here. Period. She participated in physical therapy. Period. When seen by Dr. Woods on 5/25/21, he stated, although the petitioner had a herniation at C3-4, this was not likely to be the cause of her current symptoms. pretty clear how to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Rodriguez. Found there to be variable but full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, she had full range of motion of the lumbosacral spine. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers on the right elicited tenderness, but were accompanied by a reverse flip sign for symptom magnification. Period, similarly, she had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, there was crepitus at the right wrist intermittently, but full range of motion. Period, provocative maneuvers at the wrists and shoulders were negative. Period, she was tender at the right ankle lateral malleolus. Period, there was full range of motion of the lower extremities, and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, comma, cervical spine, comma, right shoulder, comma, right hand, comma, right leg, comma, or right foot. Period. It would appear that Ms. Rodriguez's symptomatic complaints expanded over the course of time. Period. Nevertheless, by MRI and specialist evaluation, they did not find any substantive pathology. Period, she has been able to return to her full duty capacity with the insured. Period.